In Siegel in the morning with Petch and Amy.
There's a store manager in South Carolina of a Verizon store. He ended up stealing throughout his time there over 983 phones. He's been there just since July of 2015. So he hasn't been there that long, obviously.
The thing is, I guess, I don't know. I mean, you've got to be that way inclined, I guess. But did it kind of be like he stole one and got away with it? Like, okay. And then does that one
just
then
keep taking a little bit more?
Yeah, you know.
It's like how I am with envelopes here. Like, at first I was asking, can I borrow an envelope? They're like, just go ahead and take one.
Yeah.
Now I'm like, oh, do you have bills that need to be paid? I have envelopes at work. I'll bring them to you. Everybody gets an envelope from BBC Broadcasting.
Who is this? Yeah. But 983 phones from July 2015 until March of this year.
Now, that's obviously something major. I mean, that's over $400,000 worth of goods from your company. But it's actually considered illegal. Me taking an envelope is actually considered stealing from work.
Uh-huh.
So we want to know what you take. 424-1234. Those post-it notes where you go, oh, the kids need markers. I'm just going to take some from work. Oh, the kids need highlighters.
But someone needs to buy those things originally that's not you.
Yeah.
You know, have you ever actually, like, you know, you've been using something and just, you've got all busy and then just, like, just put it with your stuff and then the next day or when you get home, you realize it's there. Like, you get that, like, that whole guilt feeling. I know that where I used to work, my headphones died one day, and I used a pair of headphones that were in the studio, which were the morning show person's headphones, and he used to just leave them there. So I just took them just to use them, but then just out of habit, just put them in my bag and stuff. And,
and then
there was this whole bad email went out, like, who's stolen my headphones? Because he's gone in the next morning and they're not there.
Do you go to admit it? Hey, just took these by accident.
Yeah,
it wasn't a big problem.
Yeah, and he was cool, but it was just one of those things, like, oh, no, like, you know. So it's an easy mistake to make.
Not me. I take, strategically, I've taken little things out of here every single day I'm here. I take push pins. I don't care.
You
catch me. Yeah. Prove it.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
So really what Amy's trying to do is she's trying to open up her own Harrington branch of Staples.
Yeah.
just for the penthouse.
It's all just nothing here I would take. If you look at those scissors in that cup. They're missing the tip. Our scissors in our cup. You know
it's
how
both
each,
the tips.
Yeah, they how scissors the actual scissor knife part comes to a point.
Uh-huh.
Our scissors don't. Then that's how things roll here. There's nothing worth, and that's how they keep you. They go, listen, if we just don't really put good things in there, they're not going to steal it. I bring my own laptop in. Like if anything, they're taking from me.
Hi, good 97.7. You're live on the air. Who's this?
David. Good morning.
Good morning, David.
I worked for a company where I was a consultant and. Our entire group was consultant, and I was the, the person who had all the supply clerk, too.
Okay.
So my entire desk and the cabinet, the filing cabinet on the side of my desk was all supplies. So when they were laying everybody off, and I wish they even told us we had to take everything in our desks and go, I said, are you joking? And they said, no, take everything in your desk and in your cabinet.
All right.
No. I said, okay. So I walked out with like 9 boxes of paper.
Instead of painting, when your wife was like, we want to paint, you're like, no, we'll post it.
I still got posters left in that job. And that's been like 20 years. It's like I had so
they're
much.
They're all dry rotted.
No, they're not dry rotted. That's they still funny. Work fine. They're still in the packages and stuff. But it was unbelievable the stuff I walked out with.
You did exactly what you were told to do.
I know. Back then I was like, well, you know what? I was young. I was like, eh. They told me to do this. Nowadays, I would have just walked away from it. Oh, it's too much work.
I worked in not the station that I came from. Before I came here, but the one prior to that, they thought that someone was stealing all the toilet paper. So the GM, in the end, would store all the toilet paper in his office.
Oh,
so you'd
God.
Go in there to be like stacks and stacks of toilet paper.
You have to ask. I would like 4 sheets today. I would like 2.
Well, you would because when you go into the restroom and there was nothing on the roll, you'd have to go to him and say, "There's no. Can I have a roll of toilet paper?"
Oh, God.
Well, I had a friend that did the same thing when we went to hotels. He would take all the toilet paper in the room when he left. I'm like, what are you doing?
You know what?
Well, I'm paying for it.
You say that. I don't ever use hotel things. I don't use their shampoos or lotions or I'll use their soap for hand soap.
Yeah.
But other than that, and I try to keep it nice and neat because I don't want them to throw it away thinking that I used it when I didn't, because it's such a waste. Uh-huh. Who ever depends on that stupid lemon-scented shampoo? You're a horrible person if you do.
People I got a couple 5-gallon buckets of shampoo and soap time to time because I travel a lot.
All right, listen, well, when I get let go, I'll know where I can come for my free things. David, thanks for checking in this morning.
Thanks. Have a good morning.
All right, you're welcome. Starting on Monday, you can win your way into one of the hottest music festivals in the country. How you can get hooked up with Firefly tickets and more.